This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Slarev, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure to check it out, Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Stink, man, it's good to have you back on. You ready for football? You ready for some football?
Yeah, you know what? I've been working on it for, I've been kind of starting to dig in a little bit here the last 2 weeks or so. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to be back on the road calling games and you know, and jumping around doing that, talking on the podcast, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm absolutely getting ready. I don't know that I'm ready, but I'm getting ready. How about that?
Yeah, fair, man. It's time. We're excited. Training camps open up this week. A lot of anticipation and excitement for a lot of teams around the league. It's funny because Mike and I want to start here in Atlanta, the excitement for Michael Penix and, you know, what that could potentially be. He's one of these second-year guys that, you know, needs to take a jump, and we saw a small sample size. I want to ask you, you were on teams that you knew were going to be good. How did you know? Because everybody looks at our personnel, at least, you know, inside the building, and they go, hey, they got this, they got that, and it feels like they're going to be good. But when did you know as a player?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, right at the beginning, like when things just click, and, you know, I'll speak for the offensive side of the ball, when you have, like, schematically, you know what you're doing, you know how to attack teams, you have what I like to think of as an identity. I know what we are, you know, and I was talking to my buddies this weekend. We had a little reunion for my college football guys that I do every year, 20, I think it was 25 straight years that we've gotten together over a long weekend at one of my buddy's places just outside of Spokane, Washington. But you were talking about just playing in general. And I mean, I won back-to-back Super Bowl championships, won 13 games, followed by 12 games, followed by 14 games in a three-year span, running six plays. Like, we legit ran six run plays, you know? But we just knew we could out-execute you. We knew how good we were. And going into that first season after an 8-8 season the year before, when we all just came together, like, you knew going into the season, oh, damn, we're pretty good. Like, you knew it going into training camp. Now, I think it's probably a little bit harder to put your finger on it now, because then, you know, you were playing in preseason games. I mean, it was like you were practicing, you were beating each other up in practice. So you had a better feel for, you know, for your football team and what it is we were as an offense. And those things, I think, is a little bit harder in today's game to really get a great pulse on what you are, because nobody truly, you know, plays in the preseason. A lot of the practices are glorified walkthroughs. I mean, it's just different than it was in my time.
Yeah, week one, generally sloppy. Mark Schlereth with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. You play for Coach Gibbs. You play for Mike Shanahan. We got Raheem Morris. He'd been a head coach before. Kemp's back. This will be his second year. And it just seems like you guys are self-motivated, obviously, in your era. How much is the message from the coach on point, setting the tone for the team matter?
Oh, I think it does regardless. I mean, you know, has to be the guy who does set the tone, who does create and set the culture. You know, obviously you have to take it over as a player. It's got to become your team. But, you know, Herm Edwards, a good buddy of mine, used to say it all the time, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And so if you don't coach up bad habits, or you don't coach up lack of effort, or you don't coach up lack of execution, you don't coach up the missed assignments and stuff, and there's not you don't hold people accountable, then it becomes a standard. It becomes okay. And that, like, that for me as a player would drive me crazy. You know, I've been on really good teams, and I've been fortunate to be on really good teams. I've been on some really bad teams. And the really bad teams, that drives you crazy because, you know, the standard just becomes less than what it needs to be. And I see it all the time traveling around week to week. Every Friday I'm in some, you know, different facility. And there are times I walk into a facility and I can tell you right off the bat, man, I'll tell you why this team is good. I can tell just by the way you practice, the attention to detail, lack of repeated plays and all that stuff. And then you walk into another facility and Friday practice is, you know, a slap around session. And you're just like, I can tell you why this team's not any good. So, you know, you can see that stuff. That stuff becomes palpable when you're out on the road on Fridays. And so it really is. It's really interesting how you know, as a head coach, to me, that's your responsibility to get that going. The players have to eventually take over, but you have to hold everybody accountable and ultimately have to hold your coaches accountable, right? You've got to coach your coaches and make sure you're getting out of them what you want. Because ultimately, if your players are making mistakes, then what are your coaches coaching? Like, how are they not getting them prepared? How are they not holding the players accountable? So there's a lot of that stuff that goes into being good. And a lot of it, you know, ultimately falls on the head coach's shoulders.
Mark Schlereth, our guest, guys, Odyssey NFL Insider, Stinking Truth Podcast. Let's talk about dethroning some of these teams, like the Chiefs. They've just owned the AFC West. But, Stink, I think the Broncos are going to be really good. I think their defense is going to be elite. Their offensive line is really good. Obviously, the coaching, you've seen what Sean Payton's been able to do. Tell me what you think about the AFC West. And, you know, look, are the Chargers good enough to come and dethrone the Chiefs? Because it still goes through Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, obviously, from a coaching standpoint, Spags on the defensive side has been unbelievable. And they have, you know, the last couple of years, they've really been the reason the Kansas City Chiefs have been so good, why they've been so dominant, 15-2 last year. And it really hasn't been the dominance of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, when he has to be great, at the end of games, final drives, when he's got to put up points, that guy's remarkable. He just plays his best football when the game is on the line. But it really has been that defense that's been the difference for, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, hey, listen, I love Jim Harbaugh. I love what he's doing. And the Broncos got lost to the Chargers twice last year. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's an issue. Sean Payton, one of the big issues with the Denver Broncos was – They couldn't run the ball. They weren't very good at running the ball. They didn't have a middle of the field threat at the tight end position that really ate up safeties and really, you know, was a guy that was a productive guy in the middle of the football field. They think they've got that covered. Evan Ingram, they went out and got in free agency from Jacksonville, and the running back position, they got J.K. Dobbins, who, you know, is, you know, I mean, you can pretty much count on him being hurt and missing some games, but the Harvey kid they drafted, they really like him as well. So if they can fix that run game with the addition of some of the guys they put on the defensive side, who Funga is awesome, Greenlaw, if healthy, is incredible. Like, they should be really, really good and at least compete for that AFC West crown. I don't think they're good enough to usurp Kansas City with all the experience they have yet, but I think that race should be really, really close.
It's Mark Schlereth with us, guys. Won Super Bowls, one of the best offensive linemen inside at guard. The tush push brings us to the Eagles. Just mentioned the Chiefs. Everybody's kind of prisoner of the moment. Oh, the Chiefs are done. Just seemed like that defense got after it, and the Chiefs tried to address it in the offseason. Do you buy the Eagles being right back there for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at how they're built, you can make a very compelling argument that, hey, man, there is good top to bottom, maybe the best team in the league as far as just pure talent is concerned. What they've assembled under Howie Roseman there, they've been absolutely amazing. They were also incredibly healthy last year. And Detroit really in the NFC was the best team all year until they lost everybody on defense. I mean, at one point they were playing with eight guys that weren't on their roster at the beginning of the season. So, you know, like that's too much to overcome, and they were still trying to and being close to overcoming that with just their offensive production. But they should be better. You know, if Philadelphia is healthy throughout the season, then they have as good a chance as anybody to repeat. Washington should be better. Like that division, I think, should be a little bit better. But I think the Cowboys will be a lot better. But Philly is still, like, from just top to bottom, their roster, they're as stacked as anybody in the National Football League.
Who's got more pressure on him, Lamar or Josh? Because the Bills and the Ravens seem like they're close, but they can't push through. They can't break through. Who's got more pressure?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. I think it's probably Lamar, simply because of the way they're structured, and you know, they have just been a dominant football team on both sides of the ball physically, just the way they're built. And a lot of that pressure goes to John Harbaugh as well, because at some point you got to push through, right? You got to win an AFC Championship game. You can't have the guy that's a two-time MVP and arguably could have been a three-time MVP. Had the vote gone a little bit different last year. So you would look at that and say, man, at some point, I think Lamar has got to push through and get that done. And, you know, I mean, there's pressure obviously on both, but Lamar has been a superstar in this league for quite some time. Josh has for the last 4 years, obviously, but I think I'd probably give the nod to Lamar, with a close second being Josh Allen.
We got to play San Francisco this year, Stink. You feel that that's a team that goes as far as McCaffrey if he stays healthy? We were debating whether Purdy should have gotten the deal. What do you think of the 49ers?
I like the 49ers. One thing, you know, I did a late game in the, you know, late season, and it was really interesting to just kind of watch the transition, because they got a bunch of production from young guys, and, you know, everybody gets nervous about the roster, like, oh, they lost Deebo Samuel, and, oh, you know, this, that, and the other, and Hufanga and Greenlaw and this. You know, and it's really interesting to watch how football teams, how the you know, the staff, whether it's the GM or head coach, react to that, because they developed a bunch of young kids that ended up getting to play last year. So Ricky Pearsall, that dude toward the end of the season was balling. I know Juwan Jennings said, hey, man, I'm not going to show up if I don't get a new contract. But that dude's a football playing Jesse. So, like, I think they just got Michael Thomas. They signed him, who's been injured a lot, too. But I just think they developed a lot of young players that, just because, you know, the general fans don't know the names of the guys, this safety, Mustafa, that dude is a heat-seeking missile. And I was so impressed. He got hurt toward the end of last season, but I was so impressed watching him play that you look at it and go, oh, okay, well, now I understand why they let go of Hufanga. You know, and he's in Denver now, and I know I get why. So I think I'm a big Purdy fan. I think as a processor, Purdy's absolutely incredible. Obviously, if McCaffrey's healthy, he's just a difference maker and a game changer at the running back position, because he becomes a weapon. If you look at, like, passing charts to the running backs, and you look at the way their pass chart and their distribution of passes, the difference between McCaffrey and the other backs, McCaffrey is scattered across the board from left to right, outside the numbers, in the slot, and everything else. Then when you use the other backs as a measuring stick compared to McCaffrey, they're all right in the middle of the field. So it's all like check B, and it's all like, you know, all these middle routes, whether it's a little Texas route or whatever, but they all go right into the middle of the football field where they're just checking down, as opposed to being a weapon where you can line them up out there and use them like a wide receiver.
Hey, before we cut you loose, Mark, we obviously got high hopes. We are 7.5 Vegas has as far as our over-under for wins. We're like 75-1 to win the Super Bowl. We're obviously too close to it. We like what we saw from Penix Jr. in a small sample size. You give us a chance to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I still think Tampa probably is, you know, Tampa's the best team in that division right now. But I love the talent you guys have. The quarterback situation is kind of weird with, you know, Cousins
right,
still being on the roster. So that feels a little odd to me. But, like, top to bottom, I think you guys are a good football team. I always get nervous a little bit about, you know, losing a few players in free agency, like your center. That's always kind of a tricky one for me because I like Dolman a lot and he went to Chicago. But the bottom line is I think you're close neck and neck right there with Tampa. It just depends on how your quarterback plays, obviously, because Baker Mayfield, I mean, that dude, that dude went through some time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Times, right? Being at Cleveland and then at Carolina and then having that, you know, moving over to the Rams and having, essentially two games with the Rams or a game with the Rams. And so he's really played his butt off, and they're a real good football team. But, yeah, you guys should be neck and neck with them competing for that division crown.
Mark Schlereth, always a pleasure to have you on, man. Odyssey NFL Insider. Check out the podcast, the Stinking Truth Podcast, guys, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get them. Yeah, Mark. Look forward to the season, brother, and look forward to our visits. Thanks, man.
Right on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.